When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, Tony Thaxton here. All right, I know you're probably already worried. What's this unusual intro? It's not the normal thing. That usually means a rerun. The show just came back. I know. I'm sorry. Scheduling. Crazy these days. My life has kind of just been go, go, go. Got home from tour, but I have to leave again for a few more shows this weekend. The When We Were Young Festival in Vegas and a Coheed and Cambria cruise in Miami. And just didn't have time to get another episode done. So please enjoy this episode originally posted on Patreon in 2020. Maybe you've heard it before, maybe you haven't. If you're not already a Patreon subscriber, consider backing this one-man operation. It's patreon.com/bizarrealbums. Again, I would love to keep up better, but I'm a one-man operation. I'm sorry. I hope you understand. But please enjoy this Halloween-themed-ish episode of Bizarre Singles from 2020. All right, on with the show. Hi, my name is Tony Thaxton. Like anyone else, I love a great song. But I also love those strange songs that might make you wonder how and why they even exist. But I'm not here to make fun of them. I'm here to celebrate them and tell their story. This is Bizarre Singles.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash. He did
the yes, I know. I've played a lot of clips and talked about the Monster Mash plenty, both here on Patreon and on the main show. And if you've been a loyal patron here all along, you might have heard on the very first episode of Bizarre Singles when I talked about Monster Rap. That was Bobby Boris Pickett's 1985 rap update of his 1962 classic Monster Mash. And here's a little bit of that rap.
Still working in the lab late these nights with eyes grown used to eerie sights. I created a monster who could dance and walk, but I couldn't teach him how to talk. My faithful assistant, that hunchback fool who wastes his time in DJ school, says,
"Now to get him, don't be a fap. DJ, get the monster rap.
You gotta shock the body. Shock the body, body. Shock the body."
If you haven't heard that episode, go back and find that one, and you'll get the whole story there. I won't rehash it here. But you're aware by now that Pickett reworked the song many, many times, including a 1995 movie called Monster Mash the Movie. According to Wikipedia, it even had a theatrical release, which I have no memory of, and I find kind of hard to believe, but hey, maybe so. The movie was written and directed by Joel Cohen and Alec Sokolow. I don't know if I'm saying that right, as usual. But that's the same team that brought you the live-action Garfield movie in 2004. But to be fair, those guys were also the co-writers of the Toy Story screenplay as well. It's a musical with seven songs. Pickett even stars in the movie as Dr. Frankenstein, along with Ian Bowen from MTV's Teen Wolf, as well as Full House's Candace Cameron.
What do we have here? Orphans of the Storm?
Our car broke down and we just need to use your phone.
What a grave situation. I'm Dr. Victor Frankenstein.
Oh, Dr. Frankenstein. Of the Transylvania Frankensteins?
No, the Hyannisport Frankenstein. And this human refuse is my assistant, Igor.
And that's John Cassier, the voice of the Crypt Keeper, who's appearing as Igor. I've never actually watched the movie, but I was considering doing some kind of watch-along or a special episode about the movie on Patreon. The entire movie is up for free on YouTube, so what do you guys think? Tell me a yay or nay in the comments. Anyways, Pickett passed away in 2007 at the age of 69. But a few years before he passed away, he still had a few alternate versions of Monster Mash up his sleeve. In 2004, in the midst of that year's presidential election, Pickett made a new version of Monster Mash complete with a campaign video. Now retitled Monster Slash, the song criticized President George W. Bush's environmental policies. The lyrics were written by environmental campaigner Peter Altman.
We were hiking in the forest late one night when our eyes beheld an eerie sight. Our president appeared and began to frown. Then he and his friends cut the forest down.
He did the slash.
They did the forest slash.
He did the slash.
It was brutally brash.
He did the slash.
Public opinion was mashed.
He did the slash.
And they did it for the cash. The lobbyists were having fun.
And just one year after Monster Slash, Pickett would get political again. This time, taking on climate change.
Hiking past the White House late one night, when our eyes beheld an eerie sight. The president appeared with folks very strange, the zombies and vampires of global climate change.
According to The Guardian, Climate Mash was downloaded 500,000 times during the week of Halloween in 2005. The song and a new video were both made available at climatemash.org.
It's not global warming, say oil company disciples. Our math tells us it's natural weather cycles. These claims from industry heavies let the president rest behind his own protective levies. They're doing the climate mash.
The climate mash.
Real science is bash. Solutions are trash. And they do it for the cash.
The website also asked the public to tell the representatives in Washington that they want action on global warming. The video featured Halloween characters based on President George W. Bush, Vice President Dick Cheney, plus other members of Congress and a few oil industry execs. Pickett said in a quote on the website, quote, "Global warming is a huge problem, and Congress is acting like a bunch of zombies, just sleepwalking through it. President Bush is even worse. We are feeling the effects of global warming now, but even as those become more obvious, Bush just keeps fiddling while the earth heats up." End quote.
For the cash. The creatures were having fun. Our Congress was overrun. We couldn't tell the mindless zombies from the elected one.
This was all paired with an organization called Clear the Air. It doesn't seem to still be around, or now it's part of a larger organization because their website redirects. Anyways, Clear the Air described themselves as a national public education campaign to combat global warming and improve air quality by reducing emissions from coal-burning power plants. Clear the Air brings together grassroots organizations, national environmental groups, and policy experts to make the case for stricter pollution controls to communities, government agencies, elected representatives, and the media. Angela Ledford, the director of Clear Air, said, quote, "Our goal here is to make sure that people understand that one of the scariest things happening this Halloween is the Bush administration and Congress refusing to deal with global warming in a meaningful way. This is a fun way to spread the word about the threat posed by the White House in action on global warming, and to remind people that they can speak up and be heard." End quote. So yeah, this song was good intentioned. And it seems like some people did know about it at the time. You know, obviously it's kind of faded away. You can really only find it on YouTube these days. It's not streaming anywhere. And, you know, I don't need to tell you that climate change is still an issue. You know the deal, so go and vote, by the way. I know everybody's saying it, but go vote. So that's really all there is to say about this one. This one is just too weird to not cover. I know there's not much info here, but hey, in case you didn't know, now you know.
Now we can stop this. We have the technology. But first we have to get past industry ideology. We need your help. I'm glad to show you how. Tell your leaders in Washington to save our climate now.
You're doing a heck of a job, zombie. Hey, the snow melted. Great. So we can drill over here. Yeehaw. And here. And here. And here.
Thank you for listening to Bizarre Albums. If you like the show, please subscribe and leave a review. It helps people find the show. You can also follow the show on Twitter and Instagram at Bizarre Albums, and I'm at Tony Thaxton. You can also like Bizarre Albums on Facebook and visit bizarrealbums.com. And if you still want more Bizarre Albums in your life, sign up for weekly bonus episodes of Bizarre Singles and more at patreon.com/bizarrealbums. And as always, if you know of a Bizarre Album you'd like to hear featured, please tweet the show. I'd love to hear from you. You can even email me at bizarrealbums@gmail.com. My name is Tony Thaxton, and I'll see you next time on Bizarre Albums.